Neil, you've started a company called Field Upgrading. What do you mean by that? What is upgrading?
Well, Cheryl, upgrading means to take heavy oil, like our bitumen. We have lots of that in Alberta. And before it gets to your car, it has to go through a lot of steps. And one of those steps is to take it from being a heavy oil with a lot of sulfur and other impurities in it and to upgrade it so that it can make gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel and other fuels. So that's the step that every barrel of bitumen has to go through called upgrading.
And what happens to the sulfur?
Sulfur is removed. In conventional processes, it's removed. Comes out as elemental sulfur, that yellow stuff you see piled up sometimes around refineries and upgraders, and it's typically sold on the international market. It's a basic ingredient for fertilizer and other types of manufacturing, chemical manufacturing. Cheryl.
I understand that your company is focused on a new desulfuring technique or technology. What's that all about?
Well, I come by upgrading honestly. I've built a couple of them. I'm an old oil fan, Cheryl, so I built a couple of upgraders in my career for Shell. And then I retired from Shell. I'm a serial retiree. I joined Petro-Canada and built one for Petro-Canada, and then that ultimately became Suncor. So I built a few of these machines in my day. Now, I've retired a third time, and this time around, my business partner and I are innovators. We take people's ideas and try to commercialize them. So we talk to a lot of inventors, and if we like their idea, then we work with them to commercialize the technology. And in this case, the inventors are the Kurz family that make beer in Colorado, of all things. They have a very interesting technology that helps us take sulfur out of heavy oil. It's quite novel. It's different than the upgraders I built. It's much simpler, so there's less pots and pans, Cheryl, and much cleaner. There are no emissions. So that's our MO, is to develop technologies that are cleaner and cheaper. And this technology fits the bill perfectly.
So how does it actually work? I'm trying to think how you go from beer to oil.
Right. So I need to connect the dots for you. So if I were to ask a bunch of scientists to come up with a nanoparticle to remove sulfur, by the way, also heavy metals and acids, all the nasty stuff from bitumen, and they went away, they would be hard-pressed to come back with something better than sodium. So we use sodium, elemental sodium. It's a metal, but it melts, Cheryl, at about 100 degrees C, so at low temperature. It mixes really well with oil. And it's as if it was programmed to remove all the dirty from dirty oil. It takes out all the sulfur. It takes out all the metals. It takes out all the acids. So it cleans up the oil. It doesn't leave piles of coke or asphaltenes behind. It just takes out the nasty stuff. So it cleans up the oil. But you got to get the sodium back, Cheryl. You got to get the sodium back, or you go broke, because sodium's really expensive. And that's where the Kurz family come in, because they have it's called a battery. When you remove the sulfur from the oil using sodium, you make sodium sulfide. You put the sodium sulfide in this battery, and it separates the sodium from the sulfur, so you're able to recycle the sodium back around and around. So that's it. In a nutshell, that's it. We use sodium to clean up the oil, and then we recycle the sodium using an invention developed by the Kurz family.
So how does this differ from the conventional way of upgrading and getting rid of the sulfur?
Well, so there's a couple of parts to it. One is, since we use sodium, we make sodium sulfide, which is a solid. It's like table salt. Sodium chloride is just like that, but yellow. So we make a solid. If you use a conventional upgrader, you use hydrogen, and so you make hydrogen sulfide, which you then require a sulfur plant to turn into sulfur. And a lot of emissions go in the air, so you make sulfur dioxide from these plants. So typically, upgraders make a lot of sulfur dioxide. They also make nitrous oxide, because you need a lot of heat to make them work, and also a lot of energy, so you produce a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. In our case, we don't make gas. We don't make H2S, so we have no sulfur emissions. Our reactor is exothermic, which means, Cheryl, it makes heat, doesn't use heat, so we have no NOx emissions. We have no greenhouse gas emissions, except for the electricity we use in this battery. So it depends where that electricity comes from, Cheryl. So we have indirect greenhouse gas emissions. So the plant is very clean. It's also very simple. We just have a reactor and these batteries. Compared to a conventional upgrader where you have huge pots and pans, high pressure, high temperature, lots of catalysts, lots of sulfur plants, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a much simpler plant. much smaller plant and a very clean plant.
Now, I understand that you have a test plant up in Fort Saskatchewan. What would it look like compared to a conventional upgrader?
Well, yes, we actually built a pilot plant, so I tell you, it's much easier just to have a website and talk about these things, to build a pilot plant and run it. But that's, you know, what you need to do. You need to scale up. You need to go from a lab scale. In our instance, we have a lab that actually owned by the Coors family in Salt Lake City. So we used that lab for about 4 years to develop the technology, and then we went from the lab to the pilot plant, which is in Fort Saskatchewan, and it's got all the bits and pieces that you would have in a bigger plant. It all runs in a continuous mode, and it's in a large building. And after 1 year, you know, it's two steps ahead, one step back with pilot plants, but we have it running now. It's running right now today, actually. So, buddy, almost a year on since we started up, and everything's been running very, very well. So we're quite pleased with that. We've had to learn a few lessons, but we did that, and we overcame some challenges, but it runs very well.
And when do you expect it to actually be commercialized and fully out there?
So the next step, so we're scale-up people. So we take it from one size to another, each subsequent size being bigger. So this plant in Fort Saskatchewan that we're running right now, the pilot plant, Cheryl, is 10 barrels per day. Our next step is 2,500 barrels per day, so 250 times as big. That's what we're working on right now. The reason you run a pilot plant, Cheryl, is to get the data to take it to the next level. So our next step is to build a 2,500 barrel per day plant that will process 2,500 barrels per day of high sulfur heavy oil here in Alberta.
And then eventually you'll get into the millions of barrels of oil?
Oh yeah, but let me come at it from the market side now, which I think is interesting. So we fell into this, Cheryl. We developed a technology which is really good at taking sulfur out of heavy oil. And the heavier the oil is, the more sulfur there is and the harder it is to get out. It really is hard. I'm a chemical engineer and I've worked on this a lot of years in my career. It's really hard to get sulfur out of heavy oil. So we have a technology which is elegant at doing that. At the same time, just our luck, the largest single consumer of high sulfur heavy oil, which is the marine industry, all the ships, Cheryl, that sail upon the sea, they burn high sulfur heavy oil. They burn lots of it. They burn about 4 million barrels per day, 3.5% sulfur. And each one of these ships, Cheryl, so they burn thousands of barrels per day, 3.5% sulfur. So I think there's a fact that goes something like this, that the world's 15 largest ships make more pollution in forms of sulfur dioxide than all the cars in the world put together. So what's happened, Cheryl, is that they've cracked down on them now. On October 27th of this year, the International Maritime Organization, so this was just a few weeks ago, has declared that every ship in the world must be running not 3.5% sulfur, but 0.5% sulfur by the year 2020. So that's our market, Cheryl. So we would take the sulfur out of heavy oil, and then we would take it to Tidewater, and we would sell it into the shipping industry because our oil fits the new sulfur regulations perfectly. So that's our market. We would take the dirty out of dirty oil and we'd take it to the ocean, and interestingly enough, we'd be using Alberta Energy to actually help clean up the oceans.
That is absolutely fantastic, and it's something that I don't think most people would have thought of.
Well, no, we didn't think of it either. We're not that clever. We're engineers. We like to build things, but we had some very clever marketing people, Cheryl, that you guys have a great technology and you ought to take a look beyond Alberta and refineries that we typically ship oil to down in the States and take a look at the marine industry. So we did, and we've been working very hard to understand that. We've gone to places like Singapore and other places where there's lots of boats. So our technology is, it works well with oil sands, Cheryl, but it's bigger than oil sands. It actually has a, I think, a very large global application. So we're keen to get the demonstration plant built, which is the next step. So after the pilot plant, we're building a demonstration plant called the Clean Seas Demonstration Project out in Fort Saskatchewan, and we'll be processing Alberta heavy oil, taking the sulfur out, and then taking it to Vancouver and selling it into the marine industry there. And if that works, then we'll go for the millions of barrels per day. But it's one step at a time, but we have a huge market opportunity, Cheryl, so we're quite keen to connect the dots and make it happen as soon as possible.
Now, have you received funding from Alberta Innovates?
Yes, we have. You know, Alberta Innovate, which is the Alberta government, also CCEMC, which is, I think the name's changed just recently, Cheryl, but anyway, that's also part of the Alberta government. And the federal government, SDTC, have also supported. So we've had a lot of support from both the Alberta and the federal governments. And that's been very helpful. And we also have private funding.
Now, you've already said the market that you're going after, and it's certainly something that people haven't thought of before. What does this mean for Alberta's efforts to diversify its economy?
Well, I tend to be biased, of course, but I think this is a perfect diversification because it uses Alberta's energy. We have a lot of that, but it does it in a very clean, and I think it's a simpler process, so it's not horribly expensive like some of these big operators are. It's scalable so that we can build smaller plants, which are easier to build, and it cleans up Alberta's heavy oil. It takes the sulfur, I call it the dirty oil because it's not just sulfur, it takes the metals and the acids out and takes it to a marine market. You know, their alternative, Cheryl, when they have to get the sulfur down to 0.5, they have to actually blend a lot of diesel. Right now, if you went to Vancouver, diesel is running over $70 a barrel. So that's the price they would pay for our desulfurized oil when we get it to the market. So the margins are good. It's a clean process. So I think this is a good fit for diversifying our economy. And actually, we can take Alberta's energy, which has a cloud hanging over it, and help clean up the world's oceans by using this technology. So I think it's a good diversification fit, Cheryl. But again, I'm biased.
This looks really exciting.
Well, it is. It's a lot of fun. You know, engineers like to develop things and build things, but it also has a huge market opportunity that we hadn't planned on when we started. So that's the fun part. Now we're learning all about ships. We're sitting in Calgary. We must be the only people with a boardroom with a big picture of a ship on the walls just to remind us what our market is, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Okay. That's great. Take care, Cheryl.